Blog Talk Radio.
It's Monday, June 8th, 2015, and this is show number 11.
The age of delusion is here. The great falling away has begun. False teachers and false gospels are everywhere. The angel of light has become so visible in today's apostate church that even false Bibles have made their way into mainstream Christianity. The Bible warns that on Judgment Day, Jesus will say to the many, "I never knew you." This program exists to make sure that when Jesus says that, not talking to you.
Hey, welcome to a special broadcast of God Thoughts Radio. I'm Pastor Brad, and I want to talk briefly about the common denominator in heaven. Let me read a couple of Bible verses for you. Jesus said in John 10:14, "I am the good shepherd, and I know my own, and my own know me." And then in John 17:3, he said, "This is eternal life, that they may know you, the only true God, and Jesus Christ, whom you have sent." You see, the common denominator in heaven, the attribute that is applicable to everyone who goes to heaven, to everyone who has eternal life, is that they actually know Jesus, and Jesus knows them. And this knowledge is not just a recognition, not just a casual acquaintance, but a deep relationship intimacy. In fact, the Hebrew equivalent described Adam and Eve as knowing each other. That was a description of their physical relationship. And such is the case with the Greek word gnosko, which we translate to know. In reference to salvation, we're talking about a deep relationship. Only those who have entered into a relationship with Jesus Christ are saved. In fact, 1 John 2:3 through 5 says this: "By this we know that we have come to know him, if we keep his commandments. The one who says, 'I've come to know him,' and does not keep his commandments is a liar." Brothers and sisters, I'm sad to say I've known an awful lot of liars in my day. The truth is not in him. But whoever keeps his word, there it is again, the great distinguishing factor between those who know him and those who do not, is whoever keeps his word, in him the love of God has truly been perfected. By this we know that we are in him. 1 John 3:6 says something very important. It says, "No one who abides in him sins." And the Greek language here means continually sins. In other words, no one who truly knows Jesus lives a lifestyle of known willful rebellion over time. Sure, you can stumble, you can trip, you can fall, you can sin. But the Bible says in Proverbs 24:16, "The righteous man falls seven times, but he rises again, while the wicked stumble in the time of calamity." Again, no one who abides in him sins or continually sins, and no one who continually sins has seen him or knows him. Again, in 1 John 4:7 through 8, the Bible is clear. "Beloved, let us love one another, for love is from God, and everyone who loves is born of God and knows God. The one who does not love does not know God, for God is love." John chapter 1, verse 10 says, "He was in the world," that is, Jesus was in the world, "and the world was made through him, but the world did not know him." 1 Corinthians 1:21 says, "For since in the wisdom of God, the world through its wisdom did not come to know God." Dear listener, it's not possible to come to God through worldly wisdom or worldly intellect or knowledge. The Bible says that God was well pleased through the foolishness of the message to preach salvation to those who would believe. And then 1 John 3, verse 6, "No one who abides in him sins." There it is again, that word for continual sin, known, willful rebellion over time. "No one who abides in him sins, and no one who sins has seen him or knows him." Again, the Bible is so clear. No one who walks in known willful rebellion over time knows Jesus in a saving way. In fact, there is a parable that Jesus taught toward this end. It's called the parable of the 10 virgins, and you can read it in Matthew 25, verse 1 through 13. It says this: "Then the kingdom of heaven will be comparable to 10 virgins who took their lamps, went out to meet the bridegroom. Five of them were foolish, five were prudent. For when the foolish took their lamps, they took no oil with them, but the prudent took oils in flasks along with their lamps. Now, while the bridegroom was delaying, they all got drowsy, began to sleep. But at midnight, there was a shout, "Behold the bridegroom! Come out to meet him." Then all those virgins rose and trimmed their lamps. The foolish said to the prudent, "Hey, give us some of your oil, for our lamps are going out." But the prudent answered, "No, they'll not be enough for us and you too. Go instead to the dealers and buy some for yourselves." And while they were going away to make the purchase, the bridegroom came, and those who were ready went in with him. Let me say that again. Only those who were ready went in with him to the wedding feast, and the door was shut. Later, the other virgins also came, saying, "Lord, Lord, open up for us." But he answered, "Truly I say to you, I do not know you. Be on the alert then, for you do not know the day nor the hour." You see, the Bible says that the return of Christ will be just like the days of Noah. There will come a day when the door will be shut. You see, the kingdom of God is like going to the White House to meet the President of the United States. Let's call you Mr. Johnson, and you get to the gate of the White House. You say, "I'm here to see the President." They call up to him, but he says, "You know, I don't know any Mr. Johnson." But you argue. You say, "Oh, I do know him. I absolutely recognize him. I've seen him on TV. Hey, I believe in the President of the United States of America." But I'm here to tell you that unless you really know him, more importantly, unless he really knows you, he's just going to wind up sending you away. Oh God, watch over your word and perform it. Cause the voice of your authority to be heard. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Thanks so much for joining us today at God Thoughts Radio. For more information about Pastor Brad and God Thoughts, go to GodThoughtsGlobal.com, where you'll also find archives from all of our past shows. Pastor Brad would love to speak at your church. You can contact him via email at GodThoughtsWired@gmail.com or connect with him on LinkedIn at Dr. Brad Righteous. Until next time, thanks for listening.